I'm Dan Hughes in the Softball Corner. The ASA, which, by the way, does not stand for American Softball Association, as many people think, but rather for Amateur Softball Association of America, has just released their annual fall list of rule changes for ASA softball in 2011. There has been just one major change, and that affects the softball itself, but it's not mandatory. Speculation, and this is just speculation, is that it may become mandatory in 2 years, but for now, the 44-375 balls we've been using are still good to go, and leagues are free to continue using them, or they may switch to the new 52-300 ball. Here are the new ball specs. Yellow balls only, at least 11.875 inches in diameter, weighing at least 6 1/4 ounces, with a maximum core of 520 and a maximum compression of 300 pounds. What does all that mean? Well, the size of the ball can be just a bit smaller, but it doesn't have to be. The old circumference was 12 inches, period. The new circumference can be as small as 11.875 inches. The weight can be less, but it doesn't have to be. The old rule had the ball weighing at least 6 3/4 ounces. The new ball weighs at least 6 1/4 ounces, so it can be a half ounce lighter. From a pitcher's standpoint, a lighter ball won't take quite as much oomph to pitch, and knuckleballs will be crazier than ever. The new rule also changes the maximum core, C-O-R, or coefficient of restitution, which determines the ball's bounciness, or bounceability. The core will rise from 0.44 to 0.52, which means the ball will go faster and farther. It will bounce more. But the new rule also changes the ball's compression, or hardness. That has been lowered from a maximum of 375 pounds to 300 pounds, meaning the ball will go slower and not as far. Do these two changes cancel each other out? No. Changes in compression have a much greater effect on the ball than changes in core, so the overall result will be a slower ball and a softer ball, meaning that fielders will have more time to react, and if they get hit, it won't hurt as bad. And a bonus result of the core compression changes is that the new ball will be less sensitive to temperature changes. As you probably know, the balls we've been using go substantially farther in cold weather than they do in hot weather. The ASA has also authorized a non-approved ball list, much like the non-approved bat list. The non-approved ball list does not yet exist, but provision has been officially made for such a list if needed. Most of the other changes are minor, but to keep you fully informed, here we go. For men's slow pitch, Class A and Class B teams only, bases will be 70 feet apart, up from 65 feet. For all leagues, the double base will be used at first, and both halves of the double base shall be of equal thickness, not to exceed 5 inches. The safety grip on the bat has now been formally defined as, quote, cork, tape, or other synthetic material. A safety grip may be permanently attached, and it must cover the handle region of the bat. No bare metal may be exposed in the area covered by the safety grip. The grip must be at least 10 inches long and no longer than 15 inches. Flare cones, molded finger grips, and choke-up devices must be attached with safety tape, and resin, pine tar, and spray substances are allowed on the safety grip only. The definition of an altered bat now includes any bat that is rolled, shaved, repainted, weighted, or modified in any way to change its characteristics from that produced by the manufacturer. However, it is legal to identify the bat now by means of laser marking, engraving, or painting the name or number of the player on the bat. In men's Class E rec ball, uniforms are no longer required, just matching shirts with numbers. In co-rec ball, if the wrong number of male or female players are in the infield or outfield, and a batter or any runner on base makes an out on a play, the affected team can notify the umpire of the infraction, and then the manager of the affected team can either accept the play as is, or he can put the batter on first, and any base runners who are forced to other bases will move up accordingly. In modified pitch, the pitcher's pivot foot must drag and not lose contact with the ground, whether playing 9-man or 10-man. In master's slow pitch, all batters will start with a 1-1 count. For umpires, gray ball bags may now be worn with gray slacks. And finally, if the umpire wears a mask, it may be black or silver. It used to be black only. Oh, and I guess I should mention an emergency rule change that happened in the middle of this past season. In senior softball, the pitching window was changed back to 6 to 12 feet. In all other leagues, it is still 6 to 10 feet. Well, that's it. No new banned bats, no new glove specs, no new pitching distances, no new base running distances, except for Class A and Class B ball, as I mentioned. For more articles on Slow Pitch Softball, visit slowpitchbook.com. Thanks for listening. In the Softball Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.